Talking baseball, the Giants by the Bay.
KNBR presents. Talking baseball with Marty Lurie.
It's an inside the park home run.
Here's your Giants pregame host, Marty Lurie, on the Sports Leader.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to Talking Baseball on this this weekend as the first place San Francisco Giants play Game 3 between the Giants and the Pirates today from PNC Park in Pittsburgh. Great to have you with us. These two teams played tough games the last 29 games between the Giants and the Pirates. Pirates have won 15, the Giants 14. There have been 11 one-run games. And last night we had another one, a tremendous pitching duel last night. Kevin Gausman took it into the ninth inning with a 1-0 lead behind another home run by Brandon Crawford, very similar to the one that he hit in the playoffs against Volquez, almost in the exact same spot. But the bullpen couldn't handle it last night. Gausman went out for the ninth inning. A couple of good base hits. The Pirates had good bat control in that ninth inning. Gausman going for the complete game. 5 hits in 8 innings. 12 strikeouts. No walks. A totally dominant game for him. Really, totally dominant. And Gabe Kapler sent him out there for the ninth. Couple of hits. And then McGee came in and Brian Reynolds got a base hit to right field, well placed, and the Pirates tied it up, 1-1, and McGee then struck out the side. And then in the 11th, the Giants scored another run. Slater jam shot into right field, put the Giants ahead, but the Pirates came back. Little Adam Frazier killed him last night, a triple to lead off the inning, and they couldn't get him out. They couldn't get him out last night, and the Pirates put 2 on the board in the bottom of the 11th. Polanco, a sacrifice fly. Some umpiring controversy a little bit at the end of the game. Gabe Kapler complaining about something, which we'll talk about during the show. But the game ended. The run went in the books, and the Pirates did win a 3-2 last night in 11 innings. Really a tremendous game. The Dodgers won last night. The Padres won last night. So as play starts today in the National League West, the Pirates, Giants are 23-15, a game and a half ahead of the Padres, who won last night over the Cardinals, and the Dodgers are 2 back, and they took care of the Marlins last night. So the Giants are in the middle of 14 games on the road in 17, and they're now 1-1. So this is a time the Giants have got to pull it together a little bit and hit the ball a little better. They're not getting any production really out of the top of the order. Now, Yastrzemski gets some extra base hits here and there, but Talkman is kind of slowed down. Yaz is not getting on base as much, and it's putting a lot of pressure on the veterans, and that's Posey and Belt and Longoria and Crawford. And as we go through what will be, believe me, a very interesting summer, a very interesting summer. You can't have those four guys have to carry the load through June, July, and August, the hot months of Major League Baseball. So the other guys in the club have got to come through, not just with pinch hits, but have got to come through and pick up the offense a little bit. Giants only hitting as a team 229, and they're outscored the opponents by 7 runs in their last 10 games. So that's where we are with that. The good news is the starting pitching is absolutely fabulous. Can it last for 162 games? We'll see. But right now it is the best starting pitching in baseball, certainly in the National League. And Gausman did it last night. And today, 35-year-old Johnny Cueto comes back out there for his second start after coming off the injured list. Not good last Sunday. And Bill and I will talk about it shortly against San Diego. 3 innings, 8 hits, 5 runs, and just was not ready. And hopefully that was sort of a rehab start for him, and he's got it together today as he goes for the Giants. And the other side of the coin, it's a familiar name. It's Tyler Anderson. He's a left-hander. The Giants had him last year. He's 31 years old, and he's one of the hottest pitchers right now in the National League. Last 30 days, 5 games, they're hitting 152 against him. With a .232 earned run average, 31 innings pitched, 8 runs given up, no homers, And he's been a tough, tough, tough customer. And Bill has always told me, this guy will pick you off at first base if you're not careful. So Tyler Anderson has pitched really well for the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's 90th Major League start. He's 31 years old. It's Cueto and Anderson today. So it's a good time of year for baseball. Believe me, it's a good time of year. Some of the teams in the National League starting to play better ball, especially in the East. And, of course, the Padres have the COVID issues with so many players out. The Dodgers have won three straight now at home, and they're starting to hit a little bit. So we've got plenty of baseball ahead, but the Giants have been just very, very impressive to start the season. So, Bill Lasky, with that said, how are you today?
I'm good, Marty, and you are coming out on fire this morning, Marty. That was a great summary of everything and anything, and boy, oh boy, yesterday's game, both these games, as you said earlier about the starting pitching, you couldn't get any better. Of course, DeSclafani maybe wanted to go a little longer, but we found out that he just wasn't feeling well, and that was the mindset of Gabe Kapler yesterday. Kevin Gausman has been the ace, no doubt about it, with a capital A. When you look at that, was his eighth start, six of the starts, one run or less, seven start. He gave up five runs against Cincy. He's just been dialed in the entire time. And you know what? They talked about the change that he was back in the day when he was with Baltimore and the other clubs he was with. But he has now found a rhythm of what he wants to throw. He spots the fastball at 95 and 97. He throws a split finger. And the split now is the split change, as Kipe was saying yesterday on air, where he takes a little speed off of it. But the movement on the pitch, Marty, is just exceptional. And this guy has just been dialed in. You saw the disappointment on his face in the ninth inning with a little chip shot by Frazier into left field. I really think that ball wasn't even a strike. It was out of the zone. And then the next hit on Newman, you couldn't throw a ball fast on the hands. And all he did was make contact and bloop it into center, and it was first and third on two dink hits. And an exceptional job by Gausman.
Yeah, I thought so. And Reynolds really handled the bat, I thought, against McGee. And, Bill, I think McGee is back. That fastball had life again. It was up in the zone. He didn't miss too many down low. I thought McGee pitched really well for the Giants last night. Well, the Giants have got to get the bats going just a little bit, as I said earlier. You know, the top four guys, Bill, the veterans, have been shouldering the load here. They've got to get something at the top of the lineup, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree with you with Talkman. He's played every game that he's been here since the Yankees acquisition from him. I just think he needs a day off, and maybe he'll get it today with Anderson throwing as the lefty. Slater still battling. Longoria's cooled off a little bit. Yesterday he was swinging through the pitch. Posey got, you know, he had his normal at-bats, but I'm right there with you. The top of the lineup is just not produced as we thought they would from spring training when you and I talked about them, and they just haven't had that combination yet. And with Listella still injured, they're still trying to find out the 1-2. They had Posey hit second on Friday, on Thursday. That kind of screwed my mind up a little bit. But at the same time, you know, he's your hottest hitter. Belt's doing well. Crawford's hanging in there, hitting his eighth home run yesterday. So, you know, they need to get some people on base and move the lever there and getting some big numbers on innings instead of one or two. They haven't done that yet the first two games, and looking forward to a good game today. But I'm going right back with you. What are we going to see from Johnny Cueto is going to be the big question.
Yeah, you nailed it last Sunday. You were very much on top of it that he was not ready to pitch and didn't seem to shimmy or do any of his moves and just kind of doing the work. And he did get lit up pretty good by the Padres. But, Bill, what about on the other hand, Tyler Anderson? Now, he's a changeup guy. And the Giants, I know, want him to throw a lot of changeups last year. I thought he did well. He was coming off the knee injury from the year before. But look, this last five starts, he hasn't given up more than four hits. Mm-hmm. Lefties 9 for 41. Righties 22 for 107. Mm-hmm. Only three homers given up in 41 innings. This is a little different Tyler Anderson than we saw last year. He was never this dominant. He's good, but never this dominant. What do you think about it?
Well, so far, just the numbers I'm seeing, all seven starts, this is his eighth start, three earned runs or less. That shows me a lot there. He always uses different speeds on his fastball. He's got that funky motion. As you talked about, the move to first base, I think, is so good and exceptional, even though they've got a couple stolen bases against them. I just think he's that veteran pitcher. I liked him last year. You know, if you remember when he pitched three times against Arizona, three straight starts. He threw the shutout, the nine-inning game, and then the next two starts he struggled. It is so difficult for a pitcher, a starting pitcher, to throw against the same team time and time and time again. And that really sunk his numbers for the Giants. I really liked him. I thought he pitched well in Colorado till he had the injury. He's that typical 3-4-5 guy in your starting rotation, and he's done everything the Pirates want and even more. And your numbers, as well as my numbers thrown out there, they got their work cut out today for him.
Yeah, they do. This is an interesting time of the season for the Giants, Bill. There's so much time to go. I mean, we're talking here, was it May 15th today? They've played 38 games or so.
Yeah.
There's so much time to go, and the league itself, you know, the East is starting to win a little bit. Mets are starting to win a little more. The Phillies are starting to win. The Dodgers are doing it. We've got a long, long, long way to go. But for the Giants, 14 out of 17 on the road, this is going to be a little bit of a test for them.
It sure is, and they're under 500 on the road. And as you say, the offense has to get going here. You know, when you look at this club overall, 22nd batting average of Major League Baseball, and they're just not getting clutch hits. And we got to get something going from the starters. I just think the starting lineup has to get something going early in the game and add on. We haven't seen that. We see it at home because they play so well at home, but on the road, where it's so tough and that home team gets that last at bat, it's so tough to go into these extra innings, especially yesterday, that 10th and 11th inning. Man, there's just so many things that could go on with that runner on second. But today, I'm putting my big circle around Johnny Cueto because he has to go out and have a decent game here. And he's got to go five or six innings. And he really has to pitch like the Johnny Cueto we know he can.
Well, the bullpen's starting to settle in a little bit. I was very impressed with McGee. Rogers, forget the guy, and I know you're going to talk about him. Should be a great interview with Kent Tecolve coming up on our postgame show this weekend. But Rogers has been untouchable, just untouchable. It's unbelievable, the ball. It's like the only thing I could say, it's like hitting a wiffle ball because these guys are pros. These are the best hitters in the world. Yeah. And I'm saying, give me a bat. I want to hit against this guy. But that ball must be moving so much. Rogers has been great. McGee, as I said, I think is back. And the rest of the bullpen, Alvarez, they'll miss him with the sprained ankle he hurt in the weight room. But basically the bullpen, I think, is starting to settle in. Do you agree?
Oh, I agree. And I think Zach Littell, another name that they brought up, who's got some experience with the Twins, I think he's fitting in fine. Look, the last two innings he's pitched, he's given up a double leading off, and he hasn't, you know, he's shut him out. So he's a good add for that bullpen. Going back to Tyler Rogers, his confidence on the mound, nothing even, you know, gets him to even flinch. That guy on third base yesterday was trying to run down the line back and forth, and he just stood there like a statue and it didn't bother him. And that's what tells you about relievers. Closers have that attitude. And him getting a save on Thursday, he's just been a great add. And what's been great about it is Gabe Kapler and Farhan gave him the confidence to bring him up from AAA. He was going to quit. He was done. He wanted to go back and be a firefighter. And nobody gave him that opportunity, and sure enough, they did. And he has turned into a lights-out bullpen arm.
Yeah, it's been great, and we'll talk a lot about the Giants' philosophy of working the count and getting the starting pitcher out. And as I said earlier on Twitter, you know, this game was figured out a long time ago with that in mind. But Farhan learned his lessons very well while he was across the bay with the A's, because this reminds me so much of the A's and the way they approach baseball and knocking that starting pitcher out and grinding those at-bats out. I saw it for years. Ken Maka won 90 games a year. Art Howe won over 100 games a couple of times just by doing this. So it's interesting to watch Rogers and this pitching staff come together. I've seen it before. But the main thing is Farhan and his staff, they found players that can do it. It's one thing to know the system, and the system, as I said, was not invented by these guys, but to find the players that can do it, that's the trick, and they've done that, and it's been pretty good. Bill, I want to mention one other thing before we take our break here. on Tuesday night, May 25th at 5:30, the Bashoff In Line event, and that's the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame In Line online event, is going to happen. It's a one-hour event with Will Clark, Dave Stewart, we love Stu, and former Mayor Art Agnos. And, Bill, I don't know if you ever met Art Agnos, but a great baseball fan. He would come to the game with his glove. So they're going to talk about the 1989 World Series and the earthquake. It's only $25 to get the link. And this event will benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of San Francisco and Oakland. And Murph, Brian Murphy from KNBR, will be the moderator. So fans, I think you'll love the event. It's going to be a great discussion. And you can sign up at Bashoff, BASHOF.org. And that is for Tuesday night, May 25th. So that is going to be online. Bill, Art Agnos. Did you ever meet Art Agnos?
I met him, but I didn't know he was that big of a baseball fan.
Come on.
I
mean, the guy walks around awesome. With his glove, and he's a Red Sox fan growing up. I love
how can you not like an event with Will Clark and Dave Stewart? You might get Will to go off on him and bat against him. Let's go one-on-one, and Stu might be staring him down. You know, these two guys have so much energy and their passion for the game of baseball. That tells me everything about this event. And, yeah. Of course, Murph's going to get it going. He'll stir the pot. And it's just going to be a great event Tuesday night, May 25th.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So bashoff.org, you can sign up. That'd be fun. Bill, we're going to go to Matt Capps after our break. Tell us a little bit about Matt Capps and why you have him on today.
Yeah, Matt's a commentator. He does color on TV as well as radio for the Pirates. He pitched for the Pirates. He grew up there and ended up being an All-Star in 2010. And I got to catch up with him. Just a little knowledge about the Pirates. The Pirates are a team the Giants haven't really seen or played. They got some young talent mixed in with some veterans. And also he's going to give us his impression on Tyler Anderson from his side. And it should be a good interview, and it definitely enlightens Giants fans about this Pirate team.
No, pitchers like both of these teams. The Giants are hitting about 229. The Pirates, 220.
It's far right.
So pitchers can't wait to get on the mound against these two teams right now. So, boy, what a time of baseball. What a great beginning to the season. This is going to be some summer. It is going to be something else. All right, more coming up. Bill and I will be back. Bill will be back with Matt Capps right after this.